Joining me on the phone is one of the world's outstanding solo harpists. She is a native of Toronto, Erica Goodman. And it's just a pleasure to have her with us today on our jukebox. Welcome, Erica. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Daniel.
Well, you have worked with some incredible musicians in the past. When I look at your biography, you've played under the baton of Igor Stravinsky, Mario Bernardi, all major figures in Western music history, and also many prominent Canadian composers. Oscar Morowitz, Alex Sina, Louis, Harry Sommers, Milton Barnes. Phenomenal.
Yeah, just to name a few. But I've been very lucky in that the musicians I've worked with, especially Robert Aitken, I'd have to say, was very much connected yep. with contemporary music. It was always very high on his agenda. So that's how I came in contact with many contemporary composers.
And he, of course, was a flautist as well. And you now have a special duo that you've started with Suzanne Schulman. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, well, with Suzanne, we've known each other for so long, I can't even remember exactly how we met. But we played in Camerata. She was with a group called Camerata, which yep. was really one of the first chamber groups that also did a lot of theatrics in their performances, too. Mm. They were really at the vanguard of that sort of thing. And I made guest appearances with them. And
right.
I also substituted for a French harpist that Suzanne was supposed to go on tour with here in Canada, who yep. broke her wrist just before the tour started.
Oh.
So she called me urgently, can I substitute? And I said, yes, I'd be happy to. So we came up with repertoire, and that's how that started. Subsequently, we joined with violist Mark Childs, who was also from Hamilton. At that time, he was the first violist of the Hamilton Philharmonic. And Suzanne lives in Hamilton, too. So we formed Trio Lyra, which was active for a long, long time, and we made several recordings together, too.
And some of these recordings are really spectacular.
Yes, we're very proud of them.
Yeah, I see Editor's Choice, Gramophone Magazine, numerous rewards here. What are some of your spotlight discs, would you say? What are some of the highlights from your extensive discography?
Well, of course, I would have to say is number one is my solo album, which won a Juno mm-hmm. Award. Erica Goodman plays Canadian harp music on the BIS.
Bravo.
On the BIS label.
Interesting. Now, BIS is a very respected classical label in the world. They specialize in, I know, surround sound recently, very high sound quality in their recordings. And can I ask where you recorded the Juno Award-winning album that you,
well,
you had just mentioned?
Well, as I said, that was part one of three CDs I did. One with Robert Aitken. One
yep.
was a French horn, the French horn and harp album with Søren Hermansen, a Swedish horn player. And actually, the record label put me together with him because he was looking for a harpist. We convinced him to come to Canada, you see. And once
gotcha.
He was here and I was able to use my own harp, and we did it at a church in Elora and St. John's. You've probably been there.
Oh, yes. Nice.
For the festival. And I had the opportunity to do three recordings, so I really worked very hard. But one of them was that solo album that won the Juno.
Well, it certainly paid off.
So that, but all the other ones I did with them were done over in Sweden.
I'm speaking with Erica Goodman, a world-renowned solo harpist, just talking about her wonderful career that is taking her all across the world, working with the established label BIS Records, which scored her a Juno. Numerous other awards, the Grand Prix de Disque and Best of Toronto Readers Poll in 1996. Erica, where can we learn more about some of your new recordings that you did during the pandemic?
Yes, well, those are the ones I did with Suzanne Schulman. So I was speaking earlier about my trio, Trio Lyra,
yep.
which was flute, harp, and viola. But then our violist decided to retire, and but Suzanne and I wanted to keep on going. So, but then all of a sudden the pandemic hit. Oh, actually, before the pandemic, we recorded one CD together called Serenades and Sonatas, which is
yep.
on the Naxos label. And we're very proud of that one, too. We do really beautiful music by William Alwyn, British composer,
yep.
and the sonata by Nino Rota. And
a lovely work, yes.
Lighter pieces on that one, too. We're very proud of
right.
that one as well. That was just before the pandemic. And then when the pandemic hit, you know, we were all just sitting around at home, as you know, as everyone was. And then Suzanne came to me and said, let's try to record a CD together. So I quit knitting for my grandchildren, and I thought, okay, I'll get back into shape and see what we can do. And then we were able to, through Suzanne, she knew the producer, who's also, by the way, the cellist of Quartetto Gelato, Kirk Starkey, and he was able to record right in my own living room.
Wow, a home-based production.
We lined the place with comforters, and he worked up a special microphone system because we didn't want and couldn't go anywhere, right?
Of course. Wow.
So it was just the three of us, Suzanne, myself, and Kirk.
And how many albums did you record in this setting?
Well, just one, which is called Net of Gems.
Net of Gems.
Net of Gems, and it's available on the Wolftone label, which is
Wolftone.
Kirk's label. And it's also available for streaming through all the latest streaming places.
Yep.
I think Bandcamp is one of them.
Bandcamp, Apple Music maybe, Amazon also, all the big distributors.
Exactly.
Well, good to know.
I've run into so many people now who don't have even own CD players.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
No, we did produce copies, hard copies as well, so people
right.
can also obtain them if they want. And then we decided to do another one, which is the one I'm really speaking about mostly now because it's hot off the press, called Being Golden.
Okay.
And same label, same availability. We're very happy with the result as well, although this one we did in St. Mark's Church in Niagara-on-the-Lake. We recorded it in a church.
Wonderful, Erica. What a pleasure to hear from you and catch up on your illustrious career. Thank you for telling us about your latest albums. For more information, look up Erica Goodman, harpist. She's just released some wonderful albums, including one in her very own home. Having to take a break from knitting, love that story, and joining with your producer and Suzanne right from home, a new album. We are so excited to hear from you and hear this new album. Thank you, Erica. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me on, Daniel.
You have a wonderful afternoon. Take care.
You too. Bye.